From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A brighter spot on the economic landscape, according to the Labor Department, first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell last week, continuing a decline in five of the past 6 weeks. Wells Fargo chief economist John Sylvia says the number signals job growth.
Here we have a sign that we're really breaking into new territory for jobless claims, which should give a lot of consumers and a lot of people looking for jobs a lot more optimism about the economy.
34,000 fewer people submitted initial jobless claims last week. Southern California is again being battered by rough weather conditions. Hedy Lynn Hurtis of member station KPCC reports gale force winds have left thousands without power.
One gust in northwestern Los Angeles County was clocked at 94 miles an hour, with others topping 50 miles an hour in mountains and canyon areas. The winds knocked trees onto cars in the L.A. area, and more than 35,000 residents were without electricity due to downed power lines. The storm also made roads treacherous, with fallen trees, ice, and snow. One of those roads, Highway 1, had to be closed at points along the coast due to flooding and rock slides. As for the rain, that was lighter than expected this go-round, and communities hard hit by runoff from last week's storms were able to focus on cleaning up without having to deal with any new damage. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis in Los Angeles.
Crews in New York City are still plowing streets more than 3 days after a winter storm dumped 20 inches of snow. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the city's response to the blizzard has been unacceptable, and he's ordered a review. A former Obama administration official has agreed to pay $10 million to settle allegations of influence peddling. NPR's Robert Smith reports ex-auto czar Steve Rattner has been under investigation for alleged kickbacks to New York State's pension fund.
For years now, New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has been investigating pay-to-play allegations relating to the state's retirement fund. New York has $132 billion to invest, and allegedly many an investment firm was willing to kick back cash to get that business. The lawsuits against Steve Rattner relate to when he was working for the Quadrangle Group, a private equity fund. The lawsuit said that Rattner paid to get $150 million in state pension investments and sought to bar him from the securities industry forever. By settling the lawsuit, Rattner agreed to pay $10 million and accepted a five-year ban from working with any New York public pension fund. Steve Rattner did not admit guilt, but he apologized for anything he did to make the process more difficult. The settlement was hammered out just days before Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is to be sworn in as governor of New York State. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
U.S. stocks lost a little ground today as investors sit on some strong gains before the new year. The Dow fell 15 points to close at 11,569. This is NPR. The U.S. and several European governments are criticizing the jail sentence handed to former tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky today on charges of theft and money laundering. A Russian judge sentenced him to 6 years in prison in addition to the 8 years he's already serving. The State Department calls the ruling an abuse of justice. An Israeli court has convicted former Israeli President Moshe Katsav of rape and other sexual offenses. The justices found him guilty of raping a female employee while he was tourism minister and harassing two other women when he was president. Katsav resigned in 2007, shortly before his term was due to end. A winning streak will come to an end tonight when women's basketball teams from the University of Connecticut and Stanford University face each other on Stanford's turf in Palo Alto, California. From member station WSHU, Naomi Starobin has a preview.
The top-ranked UConn Huskies have a record 90-game winning streak going. They broke the previous NCAA record held by UCLA men on December 21st when they won their 89th straight game. That winning streak started in 2008 after their loss in the NCAA semifinals to Stanford. Ninth-ranked Stanford Cardinal has their own streak going. They've won 51 straight games on their home floor at Maples Pavilion. The Huskies seem unbeatable, but they are shorthanded after reserve guard Lauren Dixon sprained her foot in practice this week, and the sold-out Cardinal home game is likely to provide a home team advantage. To add to the rivalry, the same teams met in last season's NCAA championship game, which UConn won 53-47. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Starobin in Fairfield, Connecticut.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.